Welcome to 216, a Link to the Past Randomizer podcast, I guess. This isn't really a 216 episode. We're going to do something a little bit different today. I've got four guests on the show. I'm just going to try to keep up in the ante and just see how many people I can get on 216. We're doing something way different. We're not going to talk about anybody's backstories. Everyone except for Allison, who will be on the show, has been on the show before. Allison's been on the show, but it was different. That's maybe we just continue that with Allison. Maybe we just don't do a regular show and you just come on all the weird episodes.
I'm definitely just trying to set the record for the highest average guests per episode I'm on.
Yeah. And so we're going to draft. We're going to do a little bit of a draft today. We're going to draft the Legend of Zelda game series. So we've got all the different games. We're going to draft three rounds of games. There's 19 we have listed. If you've listened to TheRinger.com's podcast, they do a lot of this with different pop culture stuff where they draft different movies or different actors or different TV series. And you're just trying to build the biggest roster. The Ringer does a lot of crossover between sports and pop culture. And I'm a big fan of that. And so I'm going to do the same thing with as much sports as we cover here on 216. We're going to do a little bit of sports mixed with Legend of Zelda. All right. Today on the show, we've got Allison. What up, dude?
Yo. And I got to say, the fact that you keep mentioning The Ringer and not Grantland makes me feel about 27,000 years old.
Well, I mean, Grantland's dead. Sorry. So it was Grantland and it's gone.
Now, I like to pay.
Oh, yeah. joining us is, again, returning guest, Mughal Charm.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you here, man. Joining us also is PH, whose episode just came out. So
hey, what's up, everyone? That.
Glad to have you here. And the big guest, Go Mode Podcast's own Tuesday Timp. Timp himself is here joining us on 216 again.
Yes, hello. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm sorry, I just have to do this at some point, so might as well get out of the way early. Are you ready for some Zelda?
Thank you. No.
I'm never ready for some Zelda. That's my favorite. And if you've ever watched me play, you can attest to that.
I think with football coming up, this sort of drafting stuff always just kind of gets me amped up for football, you know, doing fantasy football and stuff. So I thought that this would be a perfect time to do this. So we're going to draft all the mainline series games. You might ask, what are the mainline series games? We've got the original Zelda, The Legend of Zelda. We've got Zelda 2, both for the NES, Link to the Past, Link's Awakening, or Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. We have both Oracle games, which can be drafted separately. We've got Wind Waker. We've got Four Swords Adventures. We've got Phantom Hourglass, Minish Cap, Spirit Tracks, Twilight Princess. What's that next one I'm missing?
Phantom Hourglass, I think.
Is that Phantom Hourglass? Oh, Triforce Heroes was the other one. I misspoke. Mm. And then Skyward Sword, Breath of the Wild, and Tears of the Kingdom. Those are all the games that we're going to be drafting. We're going to determine the order here in a second, and we're going to go snake order. So we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Whoever has the fifth pick also gets the sixth pick. And then we'll go back up around. One other thing we should cover is when you draft a game, you get all versions of those games. So, for example, Ocarina of Time obviously came out first for the Nintendo 64, but it was also released again as like a remaster for what was the 3DS. You get both versions. Majora's Mask, the same thing. Link's Awakening, you get the Switch version and the Game Boy version and the DX version, however many different versions. There's some other ones like Skyward Sword has both the Wii and the Switch. And then there's some games that just have like the one version. The original Zelda and Zelda 2, I don't think they've had any sort of HD remakes or even really, they've had some ports, but nothing that's changed them. I feel like Link to the Past does. I think the GBA version is a little bit different than the regular version, but
got a flute spot at Turtle Rock. That's pretty cool.
Oh, does it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Link yells every time you swing the sword.
Oh, that's right. So let's determine the draft order. We've got
a randomized list here. This makes a huge difference.
It's going to be huge. I don't know. Does anybody want the first pick? Is there anyone that actually actively wants the first pick?
I'm just sitting here for you to draw the order so I can yell rigged.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to click randomize, and here we go.
I said I would take the first pick, but let's see.
All right, drafting first, we have Timp.
Rigged. Yep.
Okay. Drafting second is Allison.
Rigged.
Drafting third, we've got Mughal. I am fourth and PH is fifth. So why don't you kick us off, Tim? You got the first overall pick.
I'm on the clock. Officially. You are
on the clock. Da, da,
da, da, da. All right. So obviously this is a huge pick here, being the very first one. But in a lot of ways, it's kind of an easier one because you're basically just asking, like, what is your favorite Zelda game out of all of the mainline Zelda games?
Well, here's I do want to add to this. We are going to put a vote to see who wins this thing. So do you want to go with your favorite or do you want to go with the most popular?
Okay, so I'm trying to amass three picks over the course of these three rounds to where someone could say, like, if I only ever was able to play three Zelda games and it was the ones on Tim's team, for instance,
yep,
that's what I would go with. Okay.
That's what
okay.
You're going to go with. You could go, that could be your favorite, but I don't know if that's the truth. So sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So with all of that in mind, I think I'm in a good spot here, fortunately, because I think my favorite is going to align with what happens to be the most popular for your listener base. And I want to try to stretch this out, but I feel like it's going to become extremely obvious. It's linked to the past, everybody. Obviously, an incredible game, so incredible that me and all my friends just can't stop playing different versions of it over and over, 25, 30 years later, however many it's been. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty clear number one pick, not even just because we're all in the ALT TPR community, but because it's a damn good game that stands the test of time. And that's what I'm going with. Number one.
Do you think it is the best of these Zelda games? When you look at all the titles that we have, you actually think it is the best one?
I have to. I think I put more time into it than any of the others. I mean, granted, it is like a, you know, modded type of it. But when it comes to the actual gameplay, you know, running around the world, dashing around the world, using all the different items, going to the different areas. I mean, it started so many of the things about the Zelda franchise that we've come to love. So yeah, I would say it's the best. I would.
I too think that things from when I was 10 years old are the best.
Oh, shots fired.
The hard part for you, Tim, now is
I just did the math and I'm like, yep, Ocarina of Time is my favorite and came out when I was 11. That's
true. You don't pick until, I mean, there's going to be a lot of games gone now. And so you're really claiming your stake with Link to the Past. Okay.
Yep.
So one of the things that
get ready to learn spirit tracks, buddy.
Oh, and there's going to be four that are not drafted, or five, I think, that are not drafted probably now, right?
Yeah.
With Oracle and Aegis, yes, what up? So,
yeah.
Yeah, that might still not make it onto the board, but yeah, one of the other things I wanted to try to do was make sure I had a really great 2D title and a really great 3D title.
Yeah,
I think I've definitely got the 2D covered, so I am in the market for a strong 3D going forward.
I can guess what's going to go next, especially with Allison going next. Allison, you're on the clock. I know you've dabbled. Oh, wow. That's surprising. Okay. He's not going OOT.
Because this isn't down to what my favorite game is. This is what we think is the best Zelda game. And I'm actually going with a game I haven't even played, which is I'm grabbing Tears.
What? Tears 2?
Wow. Oh, boy. Tears 2. I don't even have that above Breath of the Wild, but sure.
Wow. See,
I think most people will tell you is that Breath of the Wild feels almost to a degree like a tech demo for Tears. Then Tears is the real, like, this is actually what we're capable of. And I think if we're playing pandering to the viewer base here, it's fresh in people's minds. It's hot on the internet, as people might say. Yeah.
It's also, you know, very divisive. I fucking
hate open world games, man. Yeah. I don't think this is a Zelda game, but it's on the draftable list. Team. Yeah, I'm it's not about number one here. There is no I in Allison, but there is a I don't fucking know.
This is like drafting a really, really, really popular rookie middle of training camp when, like, you've got a bunch of really, really well-known high quality producers still on the board, and you're like, no, but that guy's gotta be great. He's gonna score so many points all year.
Okay, but you have to, like, I don't wanna be drafting this early. I agree. Like, I would have been much happier to have people, like, I would be really happy to be sitting in the fourth or fifth pick.
I know, because, but OOT seems like such a safe two pick. Yeah. I was like,
give it to me.
Oh, here's the thing. So, no. I think OOT is a very, very interesting and safe pick. But I also think there's a lot of people who are going to say, A, that that's not really the game for me. And you will also get a lot of people and actually fairly accurately saying that a lot of aspects of the game have aged really poorly.
Oh, boy. But you also get the 3D version, which fixes some of those problems.
Not really. She's
making my argument for me already. But sure, keep going.
All right, Allison with Tears of the Kingdom, number two. I honestly did not see that coming at all. I thought it'd be safe getting it maybe fourth or sixth. Moogle, you are on the clock.
Yeah, I had Tears sixth on my list below Breath of the Wild. Ocarina of Time. That's easy. That was my number one pick coming in. Getting it at three is insane value. It's just going to round out my team way better. Yeah, it's a gift. I'll thank both Tim and Allison for that one.
It's the most important game on the list, and it's the like most impactful game on the list, but that's not what we're drafting on. We're drafting on.
I disagree. I think there will be a lot of people in chat and in Fears Discord who are of our age that are going to say Ocarina of Time by far was the most impactful Zelda game. I would play it over and over. It puts me back into those years when I was in high school, and you got to remember, we're early 40s here. We played the original Zelda 2 when they came out. To go to Link to the Past, it was fantastic. To get to Ocarina of Time, it was just a game changer. The music was fantastic. It's the same music in Zora's Domain, Gerudo Valley, that's just carried through the entire franchise. You have characters that have been around forever. The introduction of Ganondorf. You have the Z-targeting stuff that was started back with Ocarina of Time, which is essentially still being used today. It set up the franchise for insane success 25 years ago. And, a lot of the stuff that was introduced then is still being used today. By far, easy number one pick. Getting it at three is fantastic. I'll take it.
But you're forgetting one thing, Moogle. You also just drafted that fucking owl.
Owl's coming a lot, though. I mean, damn owl's in the game. But OOT at three, is a steal.
You also drafted Jabu Jabu's belly. And you know what? Let me say this as an OOTR player. You fucking drafted Forest Temple. Fuck that dungeon.
I mean, Forest Temple's not the worst. I mean the Water Temple.
Forest Temple is the worst dungeon in OOT.
No.
Sorry. With any repeated play, I promise you Forest Temple is the worst dungeon in OOT. I thought it was really cool and really fun. Though. The problem is when you play it in the randomizer, Forest Temple is the most linear garbage ass dungeon. And there's almost no interesting tech to do in the various rooms. Like even Shadow Temple, which is similarly long, at least has the fan room, which has some really, really fun ways to traverse it. Whereas Forest Temple is just like a fucking sleep simulator, man.
But bro, there's werewolves and ghosts and haunted paintings. You know, like, come fucking on. Easy
combat is an OOT.
Which combat are you going to stake your claim against or with in any Link to the Past or any Zelda game? It feels like,
I mean, he picked a game where his swords break in 10 hits. So
I'm here for the high highs, not for the durability of it.
All right. I feel like I've got a couple different options. There's a couple different ways I could go with this one. I honestly thought with four, I'd be getting Tears of the Kingdom here. I think this game is one of those games that people think or people claim to be their favorite game. And I feel like there's a growing sentiment of like it's aged really well. Maybe the controls haven't, but it's just a quality game. And it's probably one of the best stories in all of Zelda lore. And that's Majora's Mask. I'm going to go with Majora's Mask.
Damn it. I was hoping I could steal that on this swing.
I feel like there's people that go between Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask as far as their favorite. I'm probably more of an OOT guy, but Majora's Mask just did so much. And with how dark the story is and all the different elements that come along with that game, like it's not as influential since it's literally based off of the entire OOT engine and everything. It's just some new skins. But they did some really cool stuff with it. And I think it's pretty hot there.
Much like with Tears of the Kingdom, you see the world created and then it's iterated upon 5 years later with all this extra stuff. But then it has all those great base mechanics from the first game. I think this is a perfect example of when that was done first by the Zelda series, because you have all the same assets, a lot of the same music and things, but they were able to do a lot more with more mechanics and a better story and I absolutely loved this game growing up. So I think that's a great pick for number four.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's a super good game. It still has a lot of the same problems that Ocarina of Time does, but I think, you know, like talking like Allison said about like iterating, I thought it added some really cool stuff from OOT.
And also playing the HD remake on the 3DS is awesome. It fixes a lot of the problems that the 64 had. The controls are better. The graphics are really clean. There's some camera quality of sucks. Life. I mean, have you played Tears of the Kingdom? We would talk about
shitty camera. We've been over there.
I just have to clown you for taking Tears of the Kingdom 2. I just love it. All right, PH, you're on the board.
You started my whining saying I wanted Tears of the Kingdom here.
I wanted Tears of the Kingdom like four. If I had two, there's no way I'm taking Tears of the Kingdom. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. PH, you're up. Right. You got five and you got six.
So I thought about this actually really similar to Tim. So I'm going to take, I think Breath of the Wild, and then I'll grab Link's Awakening.
Don't be a coward. Take Ages and Seasons.
It's so tempting.
Oh, that would be cool. No, I mean, I think
you're taking, Breath of the Wild and
Link's Awakening.
Oh, okay.
That's strong.
It's
strong. Link's Awakening is a solid nice pick here.
They're both.
The remake gives Link's Awakening a lot of value. Sorry, you can actually talk about your
pick. No, you're right. Like I was actually going to make a joke. You know how sometimes you end up with that situation where someone gets labeled as a tight end, but then actually plays most of the season as a wide receiver. And ends up with, like, I feel like that's kind of the Link's Awakening there, because of the extra value with the remake being actually like a pretty big evolution of the game, not just an upscale. And then obviously Breath of the Wild is the most popular Zelda game. I mean, I think over time Tears will overtake it, but right now Breath of the Wild has three times as many. I mean, it's the most popular Zelda game by sales by like almost double over OOT. It's super, it's just, it transformed the franchise.
The Breath of the Wild for me right now, it's really tough. Playing Tears of the Kingdom, which I was literally playing like 30 minutes before jumping on this call, I just can never see myself going back to it. Like, I've got Tears now. Like, why am I going to play Breath of the Wild? So it's tough because, like, I loved it coming out, and you have to acknowledge what an incredible game it is. And I think it's a good pick there. But when in a world where Tears also exists, it greatly devalues Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, no.
Interesting point.
Hot take. I actually prefer Breath of the Wild's mechanics over Tears. I'm not a huge fan of the
building and
stuff. Ultra Hand, all the like that those mechanics. I think that Breath of the Wild, the core gameplay loop with the way that it did, you know, like also I love having infinite bombs, you know, maybe that's just from ALTTPR being a little bit PTSD, not having bombs early game, but I actually like some of the mechanics in Breath a little bit more. Although I will agree that I think
I also like eating paste too. So
hey, it is delicious out there.
What are you saying,
Google? I was going to say, I think the replayability for actually both the games is great in the moment. Like, I've been playing tons of Tears of the Kingdom. I will keep playing it for a while. But I think when I'm done with it, I'm done with it. I don't see coming back to it. I played Breath of the Wild when it came out a shit ton. And I don't think I touched it since. So, you know, I think going back to some of those older Zelda games, like being able to just kind of pick it up and, you know, put in a few hours and it's like you're either done with the game or you're like halfway through it is really nice for that replayability.
I also think Link's Awakening is just such a good game that was hampered by the console that it was on, you know, having to constantly switch every, even including your sword into your inventory was mildly annoying. But when you play it on the Switch, it's awesome. It is such a different game being able to have more than two buttons for your Zelda game. And it's beautiful too. So I think that's a really, really solid pick.
It makes the no X sense was great to me. Too. Sorry, I was just going to say I have no idea how the soundtrack is as incredible as it is for a Game Boy game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how did they even do that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was such a good follow up to Link to the Past. Again, I think some people don't mind that it's on the Game Boy, but for me, it was always a detriment. So. When I got to play it on the Switch. It was also
the first game that I ever experimented with cheating on because of the dumb, like, hit select on the same frame to bring up the map as your map transition bug they have in the original versions.
Oh.
What does that do? What happens?
You room transition, but you stay in the position you were in. So basically you jump across the map so you can use it to leap across holes and things like that. And I definitely did that as like a fucking 9 year old kid playing this game. I loved this game growing up, even though I got stuck in the second dungeon for approximately 18 years. Literally, it was years because I was only allowed to play Game Boy on when I was on vacation because my parents were shitheads like that. And then because of that, I would only play Game Boy when I was on vacation, thus reinforcing their views. But there's one room in the second dungeon where you have to kill the enemies in a certain order. And there's a hint tile somewhere that says what it is. But I don't know the fuck a Stalfos is. I'm like 7.
Yeah.
And I killed the monsters in the same way every single time. And I think it's the first thing I ever looked up on Game FAQs when the site existed was how the fuck do I get past this room? Because I was always missing this one key. And that was it. Great game, though. Really good game.
Yeah. Yeah. PH has got a solid couple of picks.
See you guys
there.
In an hour.
Yeah. Right.
I'm really debating where to go here because I do want a 2D game, but I feel like all the 2D games that are on the board don't match the quality of what 3D games are available. And I'm debating whether I go the game I prefer or the game I think the community prefers. And it's tough. I think I'm going to go Twilight Princess. I'm just going to go all dark. I'm just going to go all dark.
Oh, it's upsetting.
I'm just gonna take all of the dark series, which are not my favorite. Like, my favorites are not the dark ones. I honestly don't really love Twilight Princess all that much. I hate the graphics. I think the intro is not fun. It's so long and kind of not fun. Once you get into it, it's like really good and does some really cool stuff. But I don't know. It's not my favorite. The HD remake is a nice quality of life change too.
I think the Landmolus fight, when experienced blind in this, is maybe my favorite fight in all of Zelda.
Yeah, I also think it might have some of the best temples in all of Zelda as well. Like, it's tough. I don't want to say what I was debating, but it might be pretty obvious. But
it's fine. It's just go to Hot Topic. You can get all the stuff you need. This is the perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the Hot Topic era of Zelda.
If I can suggest, make sure when you go to bed at night to clean off the mascara first so it doesn't run when you're asleep.
I think it was the first Zelda to introduce shield surfing, which is sort of like skateboarding, a little bit like emo related as yeah. well. So you've got the tie-in.
Of all of the gimmicks, like, because every Zelda game feels like it has some sort of gimmick, the wolf gimmick is I'm like talking down this game. Let me talk about why it's good. I was going to talk about all the shitty things about this game, the reason I don't like it. But it is a really well-made quality game. And it was on, gosh, it came out both GameCube and the Wii at the same time, and then got the Wii U HD remake. It is weird that the maps are flipped in the two games. That always tripped me out.
Master Quest does that too on OOT.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, because it wasn't because for the Wii, they assumed most people were right-handed and Link was always left-handed up until that point.
Yeah, so their answer was to just mirror the entire world. Super weird. So incredible.
It's super weird. I'm also not a big fan of having to use the Wii remote to slash and stuff. I'm not a big fan. I don't think that, does that do that? I can't remember. I played it on the GameCube and I played it on the Wii.
I played it on GameCube too. Yeah.
I played it with.
There's at least controller shake on the Wii.
I think maybe you could like aim with the bow with the Wii mode or something. I can't remember.
I thought that was Skyward Sword.
I think that's right, because I played it on the Wii and it was like if you were like the hook shot or the double shot or claw shot, excuse me. Or the bow, you would kind of point, but the actually slashing your sword, you just kind of like flip your wrist.
Yeah. Okay. So that's my pick. Moogle, you're up.
This is tough. I was going to pick that. So the thing is, there's a lot of 2D games still left on the board, but not as many 3D games. And I kind of want to get another one of those before they're gone. People are going to roast me for this. I feel like I got to go with the Wind Waker.
No, that was my other. That was my. I was debating.
I think that's a great. I think that's a great pick. I love Wind Waker.
Okay. I don't know. It's like. So I'm putting myself back in my shoes back in the day when it came out. Like I didn't like it. It was the graphics. They killed me. But the more I played it, the more I fell in love with it. It kind of, you know, had that open world aspect, but on the sea, the music was fantastic. And I started to really fall in love with the graphics over time. It's really unique in terms of the series. You know, when you look at like both before and after, like it kind of really stands out in terms of the way that it was drawn and everything.
I prefer it. Honestly, I prefer it over Twilight Princess. Oh, really? I feel like Twilight Princess is probably more popular, which is why I picked that one. But I was debating Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, just because I think Wind Waker is such a fun game. Yeah. And again, the HD remake cuts down on
quality. The remake really improved this game, too.
Yeah.
It made things a lot less tedious.
I hope
you like sailing. The only remake I played was for Link's Awakening.
I was just saying, I hope you like sailing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it takes forever sometimes to get to places and whatnot. So, like, at it has its faults.
Little games, you know.
Yeah. So that's my pick.
No, I think that's a great. You've got OOT and and Wind Waker. That's
yeah,
1-2 punch. The question is, what is Allison going to follow this up? His Tears of the Kingdom pickup.
Wanda Gamelon, let's go, Allison. Sword. I believe
Wanda Gamelon is draftable. Neither is Link's Crossbow Training. All right, buckle up, everybody. We're getting on this train. Choo choo! I am drafting the original Legend of Zelda. I'm gonna fucking take Spirit Tracks. Fuck out of here.
Are you taking the original?
I'm taking the original. First one. Okay. I'm taking the original. You threw me
off there. I thought you were taking Spirit Tracks, which was gonna be amazing.
No. I mean, you want to talk about games that are kind of important in the series? The first one. I think to a degree, like, this is a super dated game, which makes sense because it is by far the oldest game. But it's also just like a fundamental game in video game. Like, it kind of established the genre.
Yep.
And in terms of pushing things to its limit, like what it did with the NES is kind of incomparable to, or I mean, it move the needle forward on the NES much like any kind of really transformative game. Like, if you think like RPGs, where like Final Fantasy VII was that first like big 3D world RPG, like this game did stuff that no one had done before when it came out.
And the music is killer for the the NES too. Like, it's defined Legend of Zelda for what it is.
I am actually stunned this dropped to me here.
I considered it. That would have been my other choice.
Yeah. I think
it's such a great game.
I would have guessed if I had to guess before picks came in, I would have guessed like one of the last three picks is the one that I probably would have ended up picking here. But I mean, if the granddaddy is here, I pandering to all the like zoomers here, I gotta go to the boomers here now too.
I mean, it's a solid pick for sure. The problem is, do people, like, I talked to Ninjembro and he talked a lot about how a game ages reflects poorly on it. I don't necessarily agree.
I disagree.
But there's, you know, people that are gonna be voting that way, and it's aged. Like, it definitely shows its age, but it is, I mean,
when you bring sports into the equation for a second, like, it's really hard to compare basketball players from the 50s and 60s to ones today. They're totally different, right?
Yeah.
They have different diets. There's the athleticism is insane. It's like when you talk about someone like a Bill Russell who won a million championships simply because of the era he was in, like, it's a totally terrible argument. Like, he was a great basketball player at the time, and you have to look at him as such. And
I mean, if we're doing something to sell the Ringer, I don't think we're allowed to down talk Bill Russell here, dude.
I was gonna say, Allison just needs to
come ready. You know, but
D-I-D-A-E Celtics Patriots Tom Brady GOAT.
But I mean, I bring it up because it's like, it's really hard to compare. And like, when the original Legend of Zelda game came out, it was a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. End of sentence. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I think the two games on this list that are like well and truly complete game changers are OOT and Legend of Zelda.
Which is crazy that you picked Tears of the Kingdom. So
it is specifically a hedge in that sense too, in that we're like, I think aspects of OOT have aged poorly, and aspects of Legend of Zelda have aged poorly. That doesn't diminish their importance as a game, or like it just makes them harder to play now.
So which... if Legend of Zelda is Bill Russell, then what is Tears of the Kingdom? Is he?
Oh, that's what Anderson. Happened.
Tip, it's been a minute.
Yeah,
you've seen all these games come and go.
You're now those are nine really good Zelda games that are on the board right now.
Is there any good ones left? Is the question.
Well, I want to start by saying that I feel like my shit is in shambles. I don't think there's any way I can salvage a good team. I'm about to round it out right now and be completely done. And yeah, I said that because, like, I think the nine best games are on the board right now. And everything I'm looking at right now is like, oh, boy.
So but you've got a really strong number one, right? Like you have probably the GOAT, but yeah. can
is it going to be enough to carry the rest, basically? So I said before I wanted to try to do at least one 2D and one 3D. But looking at the 3D games that are still on the board, I just don't feel good about picking any of them because I haven't played them. I know like Allison picked one that he hasn't played before. I personally don't feel right doing that. I got to be able to evaluate the game and know if it's any good or not. And I don't want to just pander to the audience. You know, I want to have a team that I'm proud of that. I can put my head down on the pillow at night and you know, get some restful sleep.
You go, Tim.
So what I'm going to do here is for my round two pick, I'm going to go with Link Between Worlds.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's so good.
Good game. Good game.
So just to talk about that a little bit, Dante.
Wait, don't you get all the remakes when you draft Link to the Past?
Yeah, no. So I basically have like the same game on here twice, right? It's like a disaster. It's an absolute nightmare of a team. It is a very, very good game. I actually played it for the first time maybe like a year or two ago. Dante mentioned that he found a version of it and clued me into it. And I went and found it. Whoa, there's a hidden game there. Oh, I see what's going on. Okay.
It was there. I was like, I swear I had it. Honestly, I
was trying to get Link Between Worlds to slide to his lap. Nobody look over here.
We're looking at it right now. Yeah. That was actually hidden behind.
I had it on there. I forgot. It was not rigged. If it was rigged, I would have been like, oh, it's not there.
Working off my own list here. Otherwise, I would have been sabotage there. But no, it is a good game. I played it for the first time a couple years ago. It's far from perfect, but it's got some good music. It's fun. Obviously, it takes a ton of inspiration from Link to the Past, including the map that you play on and a lot of the music, things like that. So it's a good game. I remember when it first came out, a lot of people singing its praises and then didn't really hear anything about it. Haven't really heard much since, honestly. I feel like we've all kind of moved on, but still great game. Kind of fits my 3D, you know, that whole thing I wanted to go for. So we'll take it there.
No, not 3D. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's really not. But sometimes the camera moves around and makes you think that it's 3D for a second. So we're going to count it. And then for my next game, I'm going to go with one. It is one that I've played, and I played it quite a bit when I was younger on its original console. Really, really enjoyed it. It's actually from a third-party developer, if I'm not mistaken, and I think they did an incredible job recreating the Zelda experience. And I have the luxury of being able to be a little choosy here. I'm going to go with Oracle of Seasons for my round three.
Is that the red one or the blue one?
The red one.
I don't know.
Hold on. We're gonna supply a picture here of proof.
Wait, what?
Keep talking. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Pictures coming in the chat.
So yeah, like I said, it's a great game. It also kind of did the Tears of the Kingdom thing, 20 years early, where you find out there's a whole another map with Sub Rosa. I hope I'm thinking of the right one. Hopefully that's spoilers. Not only in Oracle of Ages and I'm misremembering. You found out pretty early, so I feel okay. Tipping the hat to that one, or tipping my hand. But yeah, that is going to be my third overall. Maybe we'll talk about our teams at the end, but yeah. I don't know how I'm stacking up here, but that's what I got.
I love the Link Between Worlds pick. I think that game is so good and deserves a re-release, like on the Switch or something. I know that there's a lot of stuff that the 3DS did exclusively with like the map and stuff, but there's a way to like fold that into just a regular controller and maybe just do like a I don't know.
Yeah.
Get rid of the touchscreen map that the 3DS had and give it to us on the Switch, the game would sell a ton because it's so much fun. It is really good.
Yeah, you don't really need to use a lot of the, you know, I know some DS games have you like swishing around all over on that screen. There's nothing really like that. So you could easily, kind of like they did with Skyward Sword, like, yeah, they wanted to try to make it so you had to waggle your Wiimote around, but like they definitely have a way to just make it a button press, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I like your picks. Allison, what are you going to wrap it up with?
All right, I'm dialing this pick in via the camera app on my phone.
Okay. What is happening over there?
I don't know.
Merkel's ages.
So what nobody is seeing here is my still factory sealed copy of Oracle of Ages, because I somehow ended up with two different copies of this game. And when I was home for Christmas, I was digging through my old room and I found that I somehow had a sealed version of Oracle of Ages. But I agree with Tip, and you are right. It was a third-party developer, and I think these games are actually fucking incredible. And I'm glad you took Seasons, because I think a lot of people feel like Seasons is the better one, but I like Ages more. That may be a me thing. I just love like time manipulation and like the way things work in that as a concept. I mean, my favorite RPG of all time is Chrono Trigger. That just kind of set that like tone in me when I was young. And these games are fucking great. I think these games are the absolute apex of the like Game Boy level Zelda games. And so I was a little worried you were gonna meme a bit and go Age of Seasons on the swing, but I suspected it would have indexed you a little too heavily into it. So I'm glad that I was able to get it, because I think this game fucking rules.
So another fun thing about these games, they just came out on the like Nintendo online service that Switch has. So if you have that, if you pay for that subscription, you can go play both of these games. The reason I'm probably going to do that at some point, so just to throw that out there, but it has been a long time since I played them. You know, I originally played them when they came out. I think it was like 2003 or something. The reason I went for Seasons is I just remember basically you get a rod that like you can change which season it is at any point. And I remember thinking, well, it's cool that there's four different versions of the overworld as opposed to with the Age one, there's basically two. But I actually don't remember which one I like enjoyed more, because they are really similar in the way that they both play. They're both a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense.
And this is one of those times I was really happy with my position, because I kind of looked at where I was and I'm like, one of Ages or Seasons is going to follow me pick. And I'm really, really happy with that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to pick here. But I'm just going to go with nostalgia and pick The Adventure of Link, Zelda 2. It's the weirdest game in the series. Doesn't really fit, but I played a shit ton of it when I was a kid trying to figure out where to go.
Did you ever beat it?
I beat it with the Game Genie. Yes. For those of you who don't know what that is, it was like this little thing that you put the game in, put it into the Nintendo, fire it up, put some code in, and you get all the cool shit. I did make it to the Great Palace, but I don't remember ever beating the Great Palace without cheating.
You know, we had someone in the Ocarina of Time Multiworld tournament try to cheat with a Game Shark. Speaking of things, he just plugged the cartridge into.
Oh, it's funny.
You did way better than I did, Vocal. I never got close.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the game was really hard. Like I said, I played it a ton, and it was really difficult. But the music is fantastic. It followed in the same vein of like, you think of like Castlevania 2 is like the weird one in the series. Like they're very similar in terms of the feel and, you know, having to go into towns and chat with people and get different items and stuff. And it's definitely like the one game that doesn't really like lead you to the next spot very well. But you know, I wanted a 2D game. This was, in my opinion, one of the best ones left out there. I had to take it.
I wish they remade this game. Honestly, it feels like this game is like just close to being like perfect. Honestly, I feel like it's it's a really good game that's inhibited by the controls, the sword size, the fact that you lose all your XP when you die. I think the difficulty is just too hard and the hints are too cryptic. So if there's a way to like fix some of that stuff and modernize it and still kind of have that 2D aesthetic, I feel like, man, this would be an excellent game.
Yeah. Damn, I can't believe AA wrote the hints for the original Legend of Zelda 2.
It feels like it. It really does feel like it.
I feel like the worst thing about The Adventures of Link is the fact that it's a Zelda game. Yeah. Like if it wasn't a Zelda game, if it was its own IP or maybe some other IP, I feel like it would be regarded as like, oh, this is a really decent, solid, kind of deep NES game. But being a Zelda game, it just like it feels tacked on at the end. I wouldn't be surprised to hear that it was developed as a completely different game and then like palette swapped as Link and Zelda at the very end.
Mario 2
development. Exactly.
Mario Brothers 2.
Exactly. Yeah.
Although didn't they actually show that like the entirety of Zelda 1 exists on the map of Zelda 2?
Oh, yeah. Put that in there? Yeah. Well, there's like a little subset really cool. of the map that like, and it doesn't look, you kind of have to use your imagination a little bit, but it's like, oh yeah, this section technically is like a microcosm of the whole world map of Zelda 1. Yeah.
I feel like that's like all retrospect. I don't think it, like when they talk about like the Zelda timeline and all that stuff and then try to make it fit together, I feel like it's not, there's not actually truth to any of it. I feel like it's just them trying to give us something because none of the game actually 100%. Go together.
Because they have what, it's like three timelines or whatever it is. It's like, well, we couldn't make these work together, so screw it, there's more than one timeline. Yeah.
And then where does Breath of the Wild and now, especially with Tears of the Kingdom, where does that fall with all the stuff there? Don't want to get too much into spoilers though. All right.
False to second.
What's that?
Is it a false to second overall?
Yeah, second overall. I feel like I have a couple options. I'll just say this. I'm never drafting Skyward Sword. I think that game is ass.
Honestly, what I'm getting out of this is that we all hate Skyward Sword equally.
I wasn't going to touch it.
I think I
was afraid I was being put in a position where I'm like, I have to draft Skyward Sword, and I hate that game, man.
I didn't play it on the Wii U, but I picked up the remake for the Switch. It is awful. It's just let me swing, just let me push a button to swing the sword. Like just the whole mechanics of you trying to have to swing the sword is just too cute for its own good.
That fucking Scarab Beetle, man. It's like, especially fun, with man. Hardware issues with Wiimotes and stuff, with like drift and stuff. Like guiding that Scarab Beetle made me want to die.
Yeah, and if your idea of a bad Zelda experience is one that's linear, then you are definitely not going to like Skyward Sword.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so definitely not picking that. I think I have to go with Minish Cap because of the games left, I think it's the best one. I just played Four Swords Adventures and it was actually really fun, but I feel like it's forgotten. And it's hard to play. I think you could play single player, but I would never want to play that game single player. The Phantom Hourglass stuff, I just never played any of that stuff. And I know nothing about Triforce Heroes. So kind of by default, I have to go with either Skyward Sword or Minish Cap. And there's no way I'm doing Skyward Sword. So Minish Cap it is.
It's slim pickings now.
Yeah. PH, wrap us up.
Yeah, thanks, Fear. I was really hoping that you were going to take Skyward Sword. I really don't want to do it. Because what do we have left? We have Skyward Sword, Phantom Hourglass, Spirit Tracks,
Triforce Heroes, and Four Swords Adventure. Does Skyward Sword have fans? Do people actually like that game?
I think it does. I was
looking online. There were a bunch of reviews from 2011 that like raved about it.
Mm.
I don't like it very much. I'm with you. I had it on the Wii. I couldn't beat it. I got it for the Switch and it's a slog. Like I just didn't really enjoy it. And I'm going to agree. Like I thought that the style of Wind Waker was delightful. I think that the cell shading holds up well. It doesn't look nearly as good on the DS, but I'm going to take Phantom Hourglass because it's a little bit different. And I feel like, you know, Breath of the Wild and then Link Between Worlds, I've actually kind of already got a few different styles covered of game. And I actually like the idea of getting something that's attached to Wind Waker and that kind of era of the series. Mm.
Yeah, that's good.
Your name is PH. You got to go with Phantom Hourglass.
You know what's really embarrassing? I didn't even think of that.
I definitely thought, like, I'm just going to draft the game that has the longest name left and see if anybody notices what I'm doing.
All right. Let's wrap this up with Timp with the first pick. Got Link to the Past. Got Link Between Worlds. And then followed up with Oracle of Seasons. Timp, thoughts about your team?
It's garbage, Fear. It's not a good team. There's some great games on there, obviously, but in terms of variety, I really wanted to try to get more variety. I don't feel like I have accomplished that. It also occurred to me it would have been way funnier if I would have taken Four Swords Adventures, because I kind of just remembered that game, I think, is also heavily Linked to the Past inspired as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So for comedy options, that would have been a much better third pick. As usual, I thought of the funny thing way too late and not go with it.
Okay, famously, humor has nothing to do with timing.
No, it's not a part of it at all.
I think you're downselling your team, by the way. I mean, you've got a strong number one, and your number two is stronger than I anticipated.
Oh, I've always been known for having strong number twos. the last thing I want to say is I hate snake draft. That's all I'm done now.
I hate snake draft with an uneven number of rounds for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, here, you and I kind of got the short end of it on that. We don't get the benefit of the swing back on our second pick.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Allison, now you've got number two overall, Tears of the Kingdom, followed up by The Legend of Zelda and The Oracle of Ages. Tell me about your team.
I think I have good balance basically across everything. I got the Zoomers, I got the Boomers, and I got the Millennials. So we're pandering to all the demographics here. But like, actually, though, I think I have a lot of very, very strong options in my draft. I'm really, really happy getting Oracle in the third round. I'm happy that original LOZ fell to me there. I was pretty sure Tears was going to be there at pick two, and it was probably the one that I was most interested in picking, and also why I didn't particularly want to draft early, because I was in the felt. I feel like it has a really, really nice edge in this particular format. So I'm really happy with my team as a whole.
I think the recency of Tears also is going to help you.
Yep,
the fact that it's so new still and fresh. That
was definitely in the equation for why it got picked when it did.
Sure. Moogle Charm, you got OOT, Wind Waker, and Zelda 2. Tell me about your team. This kind of feels like the Chicago Bears of
all of them. Oh, why is that? I'm curious. I don't know. Are you equating that to the Bears?
I don't know.
More like the Patriots, maybe? I don't know. Okay. Like, I don't know.
The current Patriots that aren't very good?
Send the title. No. The ones that won the shit ton of titles.
Yeah.
And have, you know, been to a million Super Bowls. I'm really happy with the team. I was shocked that Ocarina of Time fell to three. Felt like an easy pick. And then, the two around it, Wind Waker and Adventures of Link, I think are two really solid picks. Team is pretty well-rounded. A lot of great story, visuals. And then with OOT, just the kind of basically set up the entire franchise for long-term success. So let's go.
Good job. All right. I got Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, and Minish Cap. I feel really strong about my team. I feel like there's always that demographic that loves the darker versions of Zelda, the Majora's Mask and the Twilight Princess. And the fact that I got both of them feels like I really hit that like sweet spot.
And now the people who are going to vote for you are going to vote for you twice. That's crazy.
That's true. What's funny is I didn't really get the games that I would pick. I feel like I picked based off of where I was, like,
pandering to the audience.
Yeah, I feel like none of these are like my favorite of the Zelda games. I enjoy them all, but I feel like the team is strong. They're really strong at what they do. They might not be overall strong, but I got like a really strong defense. You know, I might have trouble scoring some points, but nobody's going to score on me. This defense is really, really strong. So
it's a good thing that you don't need to score to win, right?
That's right.
And then you've also got Minish Cap on your team as well.
Yeah, Minish Cap is my is. I mean, we gotta right have one bench. Of them. Yeah. PH, you got Breath of the Wild. You've got Link's Awakening and Phantom Hourglass. Tell me about your team.
I mean, I like the. I thought that the swing there, being in that last spot for the first two picks, there was kind of nice, getting to know who I could follow up with. And the Zelda series is so strong that being in that spot is actually kind of good in some ways. Obviously, I think the combo Breath of the Wild is an amazing game and was, you know, really kind of reoriented the franchise. I agree with some of the criticisms that we all talked about it, but at the end of the day, it's still kind of, it's also still, at least for now, the most popular game in the series by a pretty wide margin. And then Link's Awakening, I love. I think it's such a great game. I think that the combination, again, it's like that wide receiver tight end type thing, because of the remake being like actually a sort of a different game, kind of a real update in a lot of ways. And Phantom Hourglass is a Zelda game.
It's the last pick. It's Mr. Irrelevant, right?
Like, yeah. No, I like the art style. The touch controls kind of sucked, but like I never beat it. I played it like a little bit with a friend, but I thought it looked cool. And yeah, like I like having a game from that era, so I felt like it fit. It was either that or Four Swords Adventures, but or Skyward Sword, but through Skyward Sword.
Fuck Skyward Swords. Yes,
exactly.
Is there any pick you wish you could have changed? Because maybe for me, I debated between Majora's Mask and Breath of the Wild, but I feel like Breath of the Wild is just everyone that would vote for Breath of the Wild is now just going to vote for Tears of the Kingdom instead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, I had the same thought, but also again, like, Tears was gone. I might have thought about doing, like, I would rather have Breath of the Wild than I think some of the other 3D games that went after. Like, I think I'd rather have Breath than, like, Twilight Princess. Not, again, like, I actually really love Twilight Princess as a game. But I just don't know that I would pick Breath of the Wild over it. The bigger thing was to the, actually the one I almost took instead was the original, like we were saying when Allison picked, I almost took that just cause I kind of liked the idea of having the first ever game, but I don't know.
Tim, any thought of, if you could go back, would you still do Link to the Past 1?
No. with hindsight being 2020 as it is, I think there's more quality 2D games to where I should have just gone with a really strong 3D game to start, being able to bet on the fact that there would be a solid 2D game, like one of the Oracle games, for instance, that I could then pick up as well. So, I would maybe have Tears, which is probably what I would have picked for my 3D game first overall, and then an Oracle game. Really? And I would have felt really good about having both of those on my team. Yeah.
Oh, we were all killing Allison at two, and you would have taken it one.
Yeah, I would have.
I'm curious, Allison, if that was the case, what would you have done it to?
OT.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, oh, shit, what do I do?
I mean, Moogle got the prime spot, right? Like,
I agree.
The fact that you got OOT third, not even to clown on Allison's pick, it's just a steal. And I feel like no matter what you would have gotten, if you got Tears at three, I feel like you might have gotten a steal. If you've gotten Link to the Past at three, you probably
would. Okay, wait. So I'm a clown for taking Tears at two, but it's a steal at three?
Yes.
What are we supposed to take at 2.5? Yes.
I feel like OOT and Link to the Past, in my opinion, I feel like that was my prediction for 1-2 in some order.
I would have taken Ocarina of Time first. That would have been my first pick.
I think OOT, Link to the Past, and Tears could all have reasonably been for very, very different reasons.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think depending on your strategy and what you were trying to do depends on which one you'd be willing to take first. And I don't think any of them would be is a bad first pick, objectively.
Sure. Tim, who do you think has the strongest team?
Oh, man, that's really tough. I think I would have to give it to you, Fear, because, Majora's Mask is one of my favorite Zelda. What do I have to win here? Absolutely nothing. Majora's Mask is one of my absolute favorite games. And then Twilight Princess also, I was one of those, I picked it up and basically just did not stop playing it until I beat it, two or three weeks later. And some of the best music, actually, I think, came from Twilight Princess. And then I guess if you want to put a really positive spin on your third round pick, it's one I haven't played before. And there is something appealing about, like, the first time that you dip into a new Zelda game. That's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So I like your squad for that reason.
Allison, who do you think has the best team?
Me.
Yeah. Believe in yourself, man. Moogle, what about you?
Oh, yeah. My team is going to go undefeated. That means a championship. Let's go.
Yeah, I agree. I think Moogle is the strongest. PH.
I like my team. If I had to pick one that wasn't my team, I would probably say I think Moogle's. Yeah.
Moogle's is good. Allison is strong with the original and the newest, and then the Oracle is just that's a strong lineup. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who wins this. So thank you all for doing this. I really appreciate you guys jumping in and doing something a little bit different here for this podcast. We will have a vote up in the announcements channel, so you can vote there for who you think won this draft. Any last thoughts before we head out of here?
Thanks for having us. This is a lot of fun.
Fuck Skyward Swords.
I love this idea. I think I can't wait to catch more of these.
Yeah, this was great. And I haven't had an opportunity to really like chat with Allison, PH, or Timp, and it was a pleasure to be able to get to hang out with you guys for a bit and hash it over some Zelda. It was
nice. Basically, he was glad to just lord it over his picks over all of us too with the OT Wind Waker Zelda 2 combo. All right, appreciate you guys all, and come back next week for I think Chex Human is going to be the next guest on the show. So see you next time.